We are live. Anna says we're live.
Alright.
Alright, well, there it is. Round 1, 2, 3, 4. Alrighty, well, good almost afternoon. My name is Aaron Brown from Workforce Equanimity, also known as Workforce EQ.
And I'm Lawrence Heiner of the same. And today we are going to stop and smell the turtles.
Turtles.
Turtle? Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I know, you're expecting roses, weren't you? Yeah.
Roses?
You're expecting roses.
I think they were expecting roses.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you what I mean by turtles. Today we're going to be talking about mindfulness. And it reminds me of a quick story. Last year, a friend of ours got married in Costa Rica, and we took the kids down to vacation with us. And along the Pacific coastline where we were staying, we were walking the beach, and we saw this long line of people. Mm-hmm. And it went from the palm tree line all the way to the water. And there's just it looked like Red Rover. Like, people were just lined up facing one another. What is going on here?
Right, so check it out.
Yeah, so we walked up, and as we approached, perfect strangers were saying, hey, wait. And we're like, wait, what? And she said, look down. And we looked down, there were these little baby turtles that were crawling right in front of us.
Wow.
My understanding is in the U.S. you can't even get that close because of rules, like in Hawaii. But there in Costa Rica, people were right up next to where these little baby turtles were being born and hustling from the coast, from the tree line, all advantage of this thing that they may never get to see again in their life, and happened upon it. And had they not been paying attention, if we had not been paying attention, we would have never seen it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool story. Now, I believe we're going to actually have a picture of a turtle similar to the one you've seen posted in our Facebook comments. So check for that in a moment. Yeah. But where we want to take this today, it's we want to discuss on really the impacts of mindfulness in the workspace. Because now I'm thinking about it, you know, and on vacation, I'm jealous. I have to go check it out, obviously. But it sounds like you would have missed out on an awesome moment if you weren't mindful. So now thinking of that in the workspace, if we're not mindful as we're leading and developing our reps that world roll up to us, there could be a huge gap and a huge miss there, I would say.
Yeah, that's true. I know we were discussing a little earlier about some comments that were made by a manager that was had an opportunity to develop employees.
So we read on LinkedIn, I read it last week, and there actually was a newly promoted manager, congratulations by the way, wish I had the name offhand so I can personally tell you congratulations, but this person shared a gift. It's, you get an opportunity to be a part or a speckle or a huge piece of someone's future, wherever that might be.
Right, so employee development and being mindful about employee development is really, really important. And that path of development from a manager's perspective, from the employee's perspective too, it starts with being very mindful about the approach that they're going to take with the career growth. So being mindful of what the job is now, and then also taking a look at what an intentional plan would look like. So perfecting your skills in your current role, and then what opportunities exist to advance you to the next role. And it's up to the manager to be mindful of those opportunities as he or she sees them coming through, because they'll be empowered to either delegate out tasks or assign those folks into those skill building activities.
Yeah. And it even makes me think of, going back to your turtle analogy, it's being mindful of your environment.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that people were doing one of these, you would have never got to the second step, which allowed you to see the turtles, your kids got to enjoy all that fun stuff.
The instant mindfulness that we'll talk about with like emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. being able to be mindful in your moment, it's even larger than that. It's looking at mindfulness as a, sort of as a way of seeing the world, mm-hmm. right, and having a more controlled awareness of what's going on. So when you do that, then you can achieve a more focused implementation of the plans that you're setting out, right? So when the manager is assigning those tasks to the employee to develop them, it's still an opportunity for the manager to be a teacher and a coach. So you focus on that implementation, and then be reflective of the results. So understanding that you've got an employee that wants to move from point A to point B, as a manager, you get to tell them how they're doing, and ask them to reflect. Something that comes to mind, even one-to-many with the group, if that's appropriate. And then outside of the communication with that employee, it's also really good to have some other influence to that. There are many really good books that are out on mindfulness as it relates to management. There are good mindful practices related to management. And then there are people who specialize in this. In the Sacramento area, Laura Hansen is someone who comes to mind. And we'll put her info in our
comments,
yes, below. But obviously in our own practice, we espouse mindfulness in a lot of our different workshop offerings. But it's something that's gaining a lot of traction, a lot of importance in all aspects of management.
Yeah, and it's something.
The more that helps out with other people who are managing the employees and helping them to develop their path as well.
The benefit is there's so many tools, apps and whatnot. You no longer got to write everything down. Not saying it's a bad thing, but there's so many ways that you can quickly document that information to have it for upper management to have access to it when they need it.
Yeah.
So the next piece we're going to talk about is discussing potential with your employee. That's a nice one there. What do you have for us?
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to coax your employee out of their comfort zone. So something that's important for a manager to do is to observe the skills that they see in their employee and really take a moment to analyze, to be critical, not of the employee directly, there's a time and a place for that, but being aware, being mindful of what your staff is good at, what they tend toward, and when there is an opportunity that you see as a manager for them to grow in a particular area, take that risk and assign them to the task. It may be something that stretches them outside of their comfort zone, and we hear that a lot, it's almost cliche. But it's really important for the development of employees when you as the manager can see that by doing this thing that's uncomfortable, it will help them to achieve the result that they're looking for ultimately. And even if you're wrong, take the risk anyway, because those growth opportunities are, they can be rare. So jumping on them is a good opportunity to develop the employee, develop yourself and your mindfulness practice, and get work done. That's probably paramount.
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we give everybody a good time accomplishing the goals that the business is looking for.
And you know, end of the day, you could potentially, by taking that risk, pull out a hidden talent.
Right.
I think we've all been there before when we kind of focused on just one thing that we do, and then someone takes that time to nurture that new skill set that is uncomfortable. I'm left-handed. What do you mean you want me to use my right hand? That's not my thing. And
yeah.
Then you practice it, you become great at it, and you potentially become an all-star basketball player.
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad you brought up the sports analogy too, because that seems to happen when you notice that somebody is skilled in that rare skill, but they were coached to be able to do that. That makes them super valuable as a participant of the team. That does not change when you enter the workplace. So when people are encouraged to learn an obscure part of Excel, well, guess what? Now that person is your go-to person mm-hmm. when it comes to doing things in Excel in those particular ways. Pivot tables come
up. Oh my gosh.
You're the pivot table pro. Like, you know who you are.
Yes. So remember DOS? I had a flashback. You guys,
yeah,
DOS, bro. Hotkeys and
space.
Oh my gosh.
Something backslash dot exe.
But in the spirit of that,
yeah.
It sounds like as a leader, as a coach, there are some skill sets that could be uncomfortable to pull these things out. And some of these people excel, what do you know, pivot tables back there again, right? But I would only imagine in our profession, we run into roadblocks. We do run into obstacles with this uncomfortable space, right?
Yeah.
So how do we overcome those roadblocks?
Well, overcoming the roadblocks is probably more resistance to the change. And in order to do that, you really have to match communication style with employee. And that may mean stepping outside of your own comfort zone. So this could be a challenge as a manager to communicate effectively with the employee. But again, what you're doing is being mindfully aware of that conversation that needs to happen. And it sounds at first like it's forced, but it's not after a while. Like any skill, it becomes second nature. But as you're approaching the employee, you want to say, okay, this is one of my employees that's less outspoken, and I, as a manager, I am more outspoken. So I need to be aware that my outspokenness could be uncomfortable to that employee. So I may need to tone back my enthusiasm, you know, when I'm talking about the opportunity. I may take an approach where I need to ask more questions of my employee to find out exactly what their goals are and how they may align with this new opportunity. So I can kind of sell it, if you will, show the benefits of what this task may be, and provide a little bit of guidance on and support on how I, as the manager, am going to be there to be the guardrails, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to do the job, but I'll provide the guidance to say, okay,
expectations. So getting them to try something different or whatever it might be.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Exactly right. So in closing, you know, being mindfulness as a leader that you are, what type of things do you gain?
Your awareness of the business is huge. So at this point, if you're paying attention to the needs of your business, you're paying attention to the needs of your team and the individuals on your team, you are being a better manager. I mean, you're doing the skills of a manager to a slightly higher level, even to a much higher level, if you're paying on how
excited about being a team.
Yeah.
Maybe cry a little bit.
Yeah, find us on LinkedIn too, and share your stories.
Alrighty, see you guys next time.